It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, coming your way today from Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction on South Court Street, a half block south of Medina Square. Right next door to us, Alien Vacation Mini Golf, where I beat Matt Douglas. And Mark Claus has really kind of put Matt's feet to the fire. He's promised us a mint chocolate chip milkshake. See if he had paid that bet last year. He would have been okay, would have had to just make one. Now he's going to make like 17 of them.
Man, I'm not just making one. If I'm making one for you, you better bet I'm drinking one too. So there was always going to be more than one.
I'm just glad that Mark Claus finally put your feet to the fire. You might have to make those before you get out of here today. Well, this next portion of our Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. And our good buddy Jim Vandermark is joining us here. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Good to see you. Everything is well?
Yeah.
And who is this lovely young lady you brought with you?
This is my granddaughter, Mia. Mia, welcome to radio.
Mia, how are you?
Good.
All right. Well, see, that you were here about a half hour ago, and you had a chance to check out this unbelievably awesome gift shop. This is really incredible.
This is really incredible. We're going to book some tickets and come down and see the whole thing. We did sneak out back and saw the trailer, the motor home, if you would, from Christmas National Lampoon's Vacation. That looked pretty cool. We did a little quick thing and took some Christmas. They just really do a neat job down here.
They do a great job, yeah.
I mean, it sparkles in here. The only thing I can think of that sparkles more than the gift shop here would be the showroom at Vandermark Jewelers.
Oh, I appreciate that. Good lead-in.
See? Perfectly.
He's master of those.
He is a master of leads, isn't he, as far as that goes? And he doesn't forget, does he?
Exactly.
I listened on the way down that he didn't forget as far as that goes. So.
He's like an elephant over here, I tell you.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys like mint chocolate chip milkshakes?
How many do you have coming?
Mark Claus wasn't messing around. He's got a blender. He's got the chocolate
milk. Oh, my God. He's got everything up there.
And he's got some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
You guys want to do the interview? I'll go make the milkshakes.
Mr. Claus is a man of his word, isn't he?
He is absolutely a man of his word.
Yeah. All right. From the bet loser.
All right.
Great
well,
stuff.
You know, now Matt said he really didn't understand golf. He thought it was a high score that wins the game.
Yeah. I was thinking it was like football or baseball or every other
most other
American sport
that you have.
Yeah.
It's the highest score. So he tried to
I was like, well, this is easy. I just got to miss the hole and I'm beating him.
And I do it a number of times. Whoever can stay the longest standing wins.
Yeah. It's like on the 18th hole. He's like, oh, by the way, lowest score wins. And I thought, uh-oh. So I tried to come back. It was a valiant effort, but he's too far gone there.
Well, Mr. Claus, as you covered, apparently.
He does, yeah. Yeah. About time somebody finally made him pay up.
A year later.
Yes.
Well, this has got to be a very exciting time for you because we talk about how people get married at different times of the year. Fall's becoming a very popular wedding season, but it really kind of seems like this has always been primetime engagement season.
There's no doubt that we're excited, always excited about the holidays because it's a time that everybody kind of gives back for that year that they've had and said, hey, we've had a good year with each other and let's do something special. And people just love that gift of giving that Christmas season. So we get engagements that happen during New Year's, of course, at the same time during the Christmas season. And then just obviously it's that time of year anymore. We always say you don't give your wife anything with a cord on it at Christmas time. And that's sometimes a good advice to have. So it's exciting. There's lots of new things in the store getting freshened up for the holiday season that we're ready to go.
And you told me a couple months ago that you thoroughly enjoy what you do because when people are coming into your place, they're coming in, they're typically in a pretty darn good mood because they're coming in there with the intent of purchasing something for themselves or for somebody else that they know is going to make that other person extraordinarily happy. Who was it you said that walked into your showroom one day and said, Jim, you know, you're in the right business because you're in the business of making people happy. Who was it that walked in your showroom and
said that?
That was old
Joe Lagratieri, rest his soul, that was from Murphy Brothers Auto Body, which is in Elyria right there by the hospital. And old Joe reminded me that his business wasn't that friendly because everybody had wrecked their cars or rusting out and had to get them repaired, and ours was a good business. And again, he was right. I don't know of anybody that would walk in this place not looking to enjoy themselves and have a good time, who doesn't embrace the season of the holiday and all the good things that go with it. And usually it's the same with our store. They're happy, they're coming in. They're excited about getting their jewelry, their fixture repaired and getting it back on their hand. Or obviously that prospect of getting engaged, which is, you know, hopefully that once in a lifetime enjoyment. And at the same time, buying a Christmas present. Those all go along when, and everybody's in a good mood. Typically, even if the guy's going to spend a few bucks, he knows it's in his mind and he might come in a little grouchy. But when he sees that gift that comes with basically no attachments, he's happy.
I'll tell you what. I'm sorry. I got distracted.
He got a little distracted, didn't
because
he? Because are you looking at the mint chocolate chip again or what?
He's got it all set up. He's got this all set up.
Well done. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 glasses there. So
should we let you get to work?
You want to conduct the interview?
Yeah.
You're going up to Matt?
I am.
All right. Well, we'll do it without you. Mia, join in where Matt took off, will you?
Yeah. You have any questions that you want to ask?
Potted me off like that. Did you see that?
Do you like mint chocolate chip ice cream, Mia?
All right, we'll make sure that Mia gets one as well. All right, here I go.
Mia's going to have to get a shake for talking in your place, Matt.
All right, thank you, Mia. Appreciate you taking over.
So,
all right, well, you just came back from a pretty awesome vacation, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were down in Florida, Universal and Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff. Now, that's a really awesome place to go to. I was actually at Universal not too long ago. Did they let you off the hook?
Yeah, well, they're not off the hook. We're going to do it after this. We'll Facebook Live it and everything so everyone can still see it. Check out the Castle Noel Facebook Live page. We'll make Terry hold ours. I'll do it for that, too. This way, there's no bull coming back saying, oh, I can't do it, guy. Or he never gave up the milkshake.
You think he'd do that?
Have you been listening to the show?
I think about it.
Yeah. See, I've been milking this for an entire year because I've been able to. Because he hasn't paid up, so I've been able to milk.
He enabled you.
He did.
Yes.
He did enable. He enables me for 3 hours a day at least, every day of the week. But that's
I suppose I brought it on myself.
You did.
He's like your wife. We're your work wife.
Right. I'm not getting him any jewelry, though, for Christmas.
No, apparently not. I would assume so.
Well, you know, that's
just
all right.
The milkshake. That's good
just
enough.
The milkshake is good enough.
I think that's a just reward. So Mia was out at a Crushers game this year.
Nice.
You went to a Crusher game?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say your favorite part was the announcer?
Is the last guy, is that kind of like yes or no or maybe?
Yes.
I don't know, possibly.
Yes.
That Stomper's not a priest. He's a pretty cool guy too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, we made Matt dance a little bit earlier. We're not going to make you sing, but we heard you sing a little bit earlier. Your mom turned 25. I'm trying to score some points with your dad. So, yeah. So your mom turned 25. You guys sing a beautiful song. We're not going to make you sing. Don't worry. We're not going to make you sing. Now, we could make Matt sing instead.
But we don't want to lose any.
We don't want to lose any listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a nice little celebration, nice video that you put together your mom singing Mommy Turned 25, right?
Yeah.
If you say Mommy Turned 25, you'll get all kinds of cool things at Christmas. So. It's always a good rule of thumb. Just get on mom and dad's good side.
Always tell them they're a couple years younger and they look younger than they are.
There you go.
Yes. Great, great rules to live
by.
Great rules
too,
to live by.
Yes,
wives too. Exactly the same way. Yeah.
This time of the year too, do you get a lot of people that are actually, they come in? I know you guys buy gold.
Yes.
Do you guys get a lot of people coming in giving that back to you, or is it more people purchasing this time of year?
It actually still continues on. Yesterday, I think it was, I bought a couple $1,000 worth of coins and gold. Today, Bob had another one. And so a lot of people are actually cleaning out now that they're coming in from outside. The weather's been changing. They're doing little clean outs and things like that. Some are looking to raise a little bit of cash for the holidays. Again, it's a time of year when they start paying heating bills and stuff. And some people want to buy gifts, so they clean out and sell something. So, yeah, that's always still a popular thing, I guess, over the last 5 to 8 years with the gold market so high. The commodities markets are still pretty high. Gold's been running about $1,225 an ounce. Silver's been running the mid $14.50 an ounce or so. And so it's become kind of one of those things that we do. And a lot of the gold buying places that popped up are all now out of business, as you imagine they would be. So now you're going back to looking for somebody. And, of course, with coins, there's a huge trust world. How do you know that they're giving you the value that you do for your coins? And with us, it's one of those things that it's a side part of our business. And so we're not going to take advantage of anybody. You're not going to spend money to advertise. You're not going to spend money to put yourself out there and build all this trust in the 30-plus years I've been in the jewelry business to take advantage of someone for $10 or $15 on a coin. So there's a huge trust that's evoked in with that builds into the fact of when they come into our store, it's like, this is credible and doing. So gold and coin buying has become a big part of what we do, and it's kind of fun. I enjoy that side. Bob really knows the coin world. I end up on the gold side a lot more as far as that goes. And so it takes up a little bit of our day, and it'll run right up to December 1st or so. And then that month of December, a lot of it will concentrate on mostly that Christmas gift that's going under the tree.
What kinds of Christmas gifts are extraordinarily popular as we get close to December 25th?
I would say that we have that contingent. We always talk about that loves our estate case. And, of course, we've spent a whole year again buying the estate up, and I've just been pricing the cases about full, and they keep yelling at me to don't put another thing in there because we're expanding into a couple more cases. So the estate's been a fun because of the value that you get out of the estate as far as that goes. And then, of course, it's rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. They all go hand in hand. This was one that Bob just built the other day that I thought turned out gorgeous. It's got a carat center stone in it with what we call a halo of diamonds around the outside. Just a lot of brilliance nice. As far as that goes. So
look at that there.
You showed that. Yeah,
Mr. Claus was offered to buy that for his wife if she'd sell the lake house.
That's right. Well, Mark Claus was telling us earlier that his wife tried to wash her ring in the ocean.
Yes.
And it just didn't work out that well.
They don't work out that well. The ocean doesn't give many things back in life, gentlemen.
I need my sunglasses to look at this thing.
It's got a nice brilliance, doesn't it?
It's got a,
a little bit of a shine there. Yeah,
a little bling.
We are talking about you. Yes.
You have a nice shine.
Holy smokes. That's incredible. Very, very nice. Can't let our wife see that.
Yeah. We won't touch on that.
Might have to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, we do have layaway. This is your fifth-year anniversary present, Bull.
Fifth year.
Well, see, I like that.
I remember when,
not
when
bad,
I,
is it?
Yeah, I haven't even hit that yet, so you got some time.
I got plenty of time. I can start saving up.
Oh, boy.
I remember when I came to you for the wedding gift, I said, you know what I need to do here? I need to buy, part of a set for A, future gifts, and B, when I get in trouble. Exactly. I'm going to be in the doghouse every now and again.
It happens to the best of us.
So I've got to buy different pieces to the puzzle here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then you ensemble and gives you a gift. And guys do like that part. And I think that's why we have such a good clientele base, too, because we know them. We enjoy their repeat business, if you would. But at the same time, they enjoy the fact that not having to validate us again. So they walk in. There's a trust. And they know you're going to have quality merchandise. They know you're going to stand behind it. They know you're personable. You do excellent gift wrap. And it's mom and pop businesses all over again. So you become regulars, if you would. I know probably 80% of my customers by name, and you walk out, you see them. I talk to them a little bit too long on the sales floor, but that's part of what I do, and we just have a good time. And so it is, that, as you just said, that building ability to say, oh, I could get her the matching necklace to that. I can get her the matching. And a lot of times we get fellas that they'll start out with a blue diamond ring, and then the next year, Jimmy, can we get a pendant and earrings to match that? Yes. And if they can afford both that year, they do it. But if not, they say, I'll get her the earrings for her birthday. And then they get that ensemble complete, and then they get excited because it actually is one of those gifts that the wives enjoy, and they want to keep coming back and buy more a lot of times because it works. And you don't have to do it with thousands or millions of dollars. You can get a beautiful gift for $50 or $100. It's going to hold up well and make her eyes light up.
Did you come up with that idea of the ensemble, or did you get it from Jim?
I got it from Jim.
That's what I figured.
Hold on now. What are you saying, Matt?
Well, no, here's because I had to do this at one time, and I realized this. And as we talk about, people coming angry to this business or that business, I mean, you don't give yourself enough credit because guys want to get in, they want to get out, they want to buy the ring, and they want to move on. And I think jewelers, it's very important because when I bought all my wedding stuff, I ended up buying my wedding ring, my wife's wedding ring. I bought the presents for the groomsmen there. I bought pocket watches and everything. I never would have done that if they didn't take the time to get to know me and understand me. It's almost like a bartender. You kind of have to feel out your customer and get an idea for what they want, because had I just gone in and done what I wanted to do, I'd had a plain silver ring and walked out.
Boom and
done.
No, there is a relationship built. We talk about that all the time. I think it's important in anything we do, and some people forget that whole part of it. And so a customer walks in that I don't know. It's not just, what can I help you with? I try to establish a relationship with them first. We talk about things that aren't relevant if they have enough time. You get that person that has no interest in building a relationship with you and just wants this, and they're on their way, and that's fine too. We're cordial and we do that. But, man, I look for it. I've been at it too long now to worry about the ones that are not fun. To me, it's the building the relationships. And I told Andy the same thing. I said, when you get down in that engagement ring, it's just fun anymore for me. It's fun to hear the stories and watch the romance and come around to the wedding and hear about that. And it's just fun to watch each and every one. As I was walking out today to come here, a young man walked in, and he was going to get her a lower profile band so that she could wear it to work. And he just got, and he was telling me the whole story. And it's just exciting because you become a part of their life. As you said, it's a trusted relationship. Mm-hmm. And I guess you're right. Do you give yourself credit for that? Maybe not, but it's just something naturally you do. It's not an act. You just have fun doing it. So thanks.
No problem. Just because I was in North Dakota when I bought all that stuff, but I remember going there thinking, I just want to get in, get out, and I ended up building a relationship, as you mentioned, and I came away with a lot more. And while I spent the money, I was happy with what I had, and I was very excited to give that stuff as I wouldn't have been before.
Well, that's you feel value in what's the relationship you built and what they sold you and things like that.
Sure.
You'll probably feel the same value in giving away mint chocolate chip shakes tonight.
That's rapidly approaching.
It'll be a huge weight on my shoulder.
Exactly.
To that point, and we'll close it out on this because we know we got to get going here in a few minutes.
Yes,
but
sir.
You know, in the process of building that relationship, you know, I think we started here almost 2 years ago, and I remember last year when I started going through the process, talking to you and finding out what I needed to do in order to get the ring, the right ring to get all that good stuff. You know, as you said, I think we finally came back around to the ring like 45 minutes later after we started talking. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories you told me along the way was that you have this Thanksgiving tradition where you guys, the morning of, you guys fry turkeys and you drink beers, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So what exactly is it you guys do the morning of Thanksgiving?
Well, that is, and it's coming up. We just talked about it last night. So one of my friends years ago decided that the wives didn't want you around on Thanksgiving morning at all. So they got deep fryers going, and they got three deep fryers, and well, really four. And they had some of his buddies over. One works for a roofing company. And they get the deep fryers going, and everybody who wants brings their turkey. And then we deep fry turkeys for everybody to take home that day. And then somebody else brings perch and walleye and Snickers and what they call Scottish eggs, which is a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage, and they deep fry. So you sit there and eat all that stuff, and the ladies that do attend that, you know, either have their stuff all put together or whatever, and it's just expanded. I think there were about 75 people last year there from about 9-10 o'clock in the morning till maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And nice of Dan to open up his house for all this. We basically do it outside. And then you don't have that mess or the potential fire of the grease fire with the turkey. You get this neat turkey if you want, or you just go over. But tell me, when do you spend Thanksgiving morning with 75 friends that you know? It just really got kind of a neat feel to it that it's Thanksgiving, one of those holidays. And then you still head right back home and spend all the afternoon with your family and have a good time. And you can stay for an hour or 2 hours. I bring some apple pie vodka, some homemade vodka that I make. And there's just everything, a Bloody Mary bar. And it's really cool. A cool thing. But as you said, it's kind of the neat part. It kicks off the holiday season for me, but the friendships that you build are just really cool from it.
Very good stuff. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun here in a couple of weeks, and can't believe Thanksgiving's only two weeks away.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Right,
yeah, it'll
good
run
stuff.
Right by us before we know it and all that. Mia, what do you want for Christmas?
Puppy.
A puppy.
Ooh, that's
a good
one. All right, we can't argue with that.
Can't argue with puppy, can you?
No, can't beat a puppy.
You heard it on national radio.
That's right. Yeah. Jim, a
gentlemen,
pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you,
so
thank you Pastor
you.
Well,
thank
for
you.
Hosting us down here in a wonderful place.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate it as always, my friend.
Have a great night, gentlemen.
You do the same. Again, Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, we are just about out of time here.
Yeah.
I think we can pretty much wrap this baby up. We'll go ahead and do that now. Again, this portion of Spotlight Medina brought to you by our good friends at Vandermark Jewelers. Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria, East Broad Street near the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry.
That's I guess as we go off here, I'm going to make the milkshake.